Careful walking. Careful walking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We all must be careful walking in the wintertime. Sometimes there's ice, sometimes there's snow, sometimes there's rain, and the paths are aglow of all that muddy stuff. And you have to be very careful. But when you're very careful, everything seems to work out just fine. And there's no great problem that can control you. But when you walk very carefully, as I do, around our 100 acres here at the University of Healing every morning, and it's wintertime now, and we had a lovely rain for a couple of days, and it made our pathways all muddy and all soggy. And when I walked during the rainy time, I had to be very careful because it would be like on toboggan, like on skis, and I would slip around and slide down instead of just walking straight and square. But I learned how. I learned how to hold my feet firm and let my foot slide a little bit to catch the undersoil, and then I was able to walk clearly and easily and perfectly. And I was walking easily, clearly, and perfectly all the time. Ruby would walk with me, and that didn't bother her at all. She was just lickety-split here and there, having the time of her life, enjoying every step she took. And I thought, I should enjoy every step that I take, too. Carefully, wonderfully, beautifully, lovingly, I can step very carefully. And I did. And so during the rainy times, as I walked around the path that was very muddy, I carefully walked. And as I carefully walked, I felt a steady step, a secure step. Well, now the rains stopped yesterday, and today, and then it was nice and bright out. And then overnight, the soil soaked up all the water. And where there was mud before, now there's firm soil. And so I walk on that firm soil, gently, easily, wonderfully, and firmly and beautifully. It's a great experience, but I had to remind myself to do it very carefully, because when it was wet, and when the soil, subsoil, was moist, it would slide away from under my feet as I go up and down the mountainsides here. I had to be very careful. But once it was soaked into the soil, once the soil had made itself a nice hard layer, all that was over, and it was just beautiful. It was just wonderful walking, wonderful going along the path. And then I could begin looking up at the trees and looking up at the mountainsides and looking up at the clouds and looking all around without having to look down to make sure my footstep was going to be secure. There are times in life that we all have to make sure that our footsteps are secure. We have to make sure that as we are walking through life, we're walking carefully and beautifully. We have tiles on some of our walkways around the campus here, and when they're moist or wet, they're very slippery too, and you have to be very careful. So I walk on the grass next to the tiles and let them dry off, always planning ahead, always thinking the right thing to do. And Ruby never slips. She is always firm-footed, and I don't slip. I am firm-footed. But I'm only firm-footed when I have made that choice for myself, when I have made that decision for myself. I've made the decision for myself in life to be very firm-footed and very careful. There were times when I'd walk the pathway and I'd use a cane, because sometimes the path was a little unstable, or I was unstable on the path. But I decided, no, I can't do that. Because every time I depend on the cane, I am depending on it to hold me up or it to take away my possibility of falling. But rather I say to myself, My feet are firm. I walk with firm decision, and all is in divine order, and everything works beautifully and wonderfully. It'd be easy in life to go through life depending upon other types of, like a cane or something like that, to steady your step. But it's better to steady your step by your thought. I walk firmly, beautifully, and wonderfully. At all times, I walk carefully. I walk with total control. At all times, I am always doing things that keep me in total control of everything that I do. And this is what you can say, too, for yourself, if you wish. This is how you can act for yourself, if you wish. This is how you can be in your life, if you wish. It's just a matter of your decision for yourself. Just a matter of your decision of how you're going to conduct your life and how I'm going to conduct my life. Now, another thing that I have a lot of fun with, Ruby runs like a bat out of everywhere. And as she goes zooming along, sometimes she'll say, oh, I'm over here and she's over there. And she'll come zooming toward me. And if I'm looking at her, she'll bump into me. And if I'm not looking at her, she won't bump into me. So I have learned not to look at her as she comes roaring along, looking to come toward me. I'm in charge. I know these things. I have seen them evidenced in the past. So now, if Ruby is coming charging toward me, I just look the other way and I see other things. And if I want Ruby when she's somewhere that not in my my vision, I under my voice, I say, come, Ruby, I love you. Come walk with me now. And no matter where she is, she comes out of anywhere and is next to me in an instant. And we walk together as long as I feel comfortable with her walking together with me. But I walk carefully because I like to let her know that I'm in charge and she is coming with me and being fun with me and being a joy with me. And as she is being fun and a joy with me, she is a delight to have in my world. She is a delight to have in my life. She is a delight to have everywhere around me. And that's the only thing that makes any difference to me. Because I walk carefully. And I walk every morning all around the campus, all around the 100 acres here. And I'm just having such a wonderful walk. And the neighbor dogs come out and greet me when I walk, and they come for their petting. And then Ruby says, now this is my dad. Now I am the one that is in charge here. You guys can walk alongside here, but don't go looking for petting. But they do anyhow. And so it's such a joy to be with my dogs, to be with my world, to be with my life, to be with everything that goes on in my world. Because I'm in charge. I'm in charge of everything that goes on in my world, and I'm in charge of everything that I delight in and care about, because that's who I am. That's who I am. And that's why I am. I am always careful in everything that I do. I'm careful in everything I say, and I do it lovingly. Not fearfully, but lovingly and definitely. I am in charge. You are in charge of your life, too. Watch how you walk. Walk carefully and fully throughout life and see everything going your way every moment of every day. Because it's your world and it's your life and everything is beautiful. So this day, take charge of yourself and watch how wonderful life is when you make that decision and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.